Why? Because there was only six kids. And unfortunately, as youth workers, we too often buy into that. And instead of saying, why are we doing what we're doing? What should we be doing? How can we be getting some of those 20 kids who are interested in playing basketball to be interested in talking about spiritual things? See, I believe it's our responsibility as leaders in ministry to provide opportunities in all these areas. Doesn't mean that you're going to be ready this week to pull it off. In fact, very likely, you're not going to be ready to pull it off. But we've got to have opportunities for kids to be curious, to have fun, be not interested in spiritual things, and we've got to provide a chance for them to come and see.
We need to provide an opportunity for our students to grow at each level. This seems easier said than done. We asked Mike how he's implemented each of these steps in his own youth ministry.
Well, the pyramid that Sun Life Ministries especially, I think, has most fully developed. Again, it's just a good framework. It needs to be a goal. It can't be something that's implemented during your first week of ministry. It's got to be a goal that you keep out in front of you, something that you target, that you shoot at. In our ministry, we're in an area where it seems like anything we do related to sports works. So we've integrated a lot of sports stuff in our outreach level. And we have just found that sports things bring kids in with not a lot of work. It's not hard. We just organize it, put it together, and the kids show up. So in the outreach level of where we're looking for opportunities to get to know non-churched kids, non-Christian kids, where we can either share a testimony or full-blown gospel presentation, we'll use sports. So whether it's our basketball league, our girls' volleyball league, whatever it might be, for us here in our setting, that works. Growth level, an example of that, we right now in our midweek use our Tuesday night Bible study as a growth level. And the challenge is come and get involved and share and grow, and it's really working for us. We basically do a Bible study. So that's at the growth level. The ministry level, we have a ministry team put together of about 25% of the kids in our high school group are on the ministry team. And they apply for that. We develop a list of very specific qualifications to be on the team, and then they apply. And really, it's them that decide whether or not they're willing to meet those qualifications. And if they don't, in a sense, they disqualify themselves from the ministry team. So we don't have to be the police about that. They understand the standards and...